He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It is Wednesday, June 17th. And the day marks the day where the Texans finished up minicamp, and they'll be on vacation until July 31st when training camp kicks off. So what went on in this last day of minicamps? Well, it was a lot of the younger players, a lot of the rookies getting a lot of reps. And that's good for running backs like Arian Foster and Jeremiah Johnson. Both were undrafted rookie free agents, and both are vying for a backup spot behind Steve Slayton. Now, Johnson missed OTAs because of school, so he came in a little behind in minicamp, but he's been able to catch up fairly quickly. Coach Gary Kubiak would like to see him improve his conditioning, but Johnson thinks he's the type of back that can fit into the Texans scheme. So how's this week of minicamp been going for you?
Pretty well. Came out here, you know, got used to the sun and just running out here just like all the other guys, so everything's going well.
Now, of course, you missed OTAs. Did you feel like you were pretty far behind when you first got here? I mean, how did it feel coming into this team and fitting into the scheme?
I felt, very behind. You know what I'm saying? These guys have been playing with the playbook for quite some time. So I was just coming in here trying to, you know, learn everything fast and try to apply it on the field. And, if I did something wrong, you know, I tell the guy, let me know so I can go ahead and correct it.
Now, how do you see yourself fitting into this scheme?
I'm a good downhill runner, my college was running in his own offense, so, I mean, I see myself in it real good.
Yeah, I mean, with this zone scheme, you got to be one of those guys who can hit the hole and then take off. Do you feel like you have that skill set?
Yeah, of course. I wouldn't be here if I didn't.
As for Foster, well, Foster's learned a lot through OTAs and minicamp, and he really has all the physical tools that the Texans are looking for in a back to complement Slayton. He's bigger, but he also has the speed that the Texans need for their zone blocking scheme. I caught up with Foster after practice to talk about why he thinks he would succeed in this Texans offense.
I feel like it suits my attributes very well. You know, they're a one-cut system. I'm a one-cut back. I'm big. I got hands out of the backfield. They utilize their running backs out of the backfield. And I'm just looking to fit in somewhere. You know, every player in this league and in this world has something to work on. You know, you can't ever be a perfect player, so every day you come out here and try to improve as a player. But as far as the mentality, I just feel like if I come out here every day, I earn this, and I need to earn this, and I want this, and it's going to happen.
As always, thanks for listening. We're back on Thursday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up and scream.